To begin with, the easiest situation to deal with is about dangerous goods on board carried by passengers. In this situation, despite dangerous goods can be a big threat on board and it can put in risk everybody on board, they are still on the ground and the pilots can request the necessary support to help them. Besides that, a delay may happen, but the flight will continue after offloading the goods. To avoid this situation, I recommend the airport to provide more X-ray machines, metal detectors, and security staff to provide more efficient inspections before boarding. In terms of severity, situations number 2 and 3 look to be the same to me, because they are both emergency and represent a big threat to the flight and as well as to the people on board. In the case of electrical fire in the cockpit and compromised navigation system, pilots have to take immediate actions and start an emergency descent to land for assistance. Besides all the problems, smoke on board can make the things worse while they don't reach the airport. In order to avoid it, the best thing to be done is regular preventive maintenance provided by the airline. And finally, in case of explosive depressurization, immediate actions and immediate descent are necessary too, as the crew members and passengers may be injured and may be suffering hypoxia. To avoid it, airlines should replace the fleet regularly and provide preventive maintenance.